worse than ever about 2 minutes ago.
Oh, dear.
If it's worse, it's a sign it's nearly over. So cheer up, Captain. Buy a flower off a poor girl.
I'm sorry, I haven't any change.
I can give you change, Captain.
For a sovereign? Huh, I've nothing less.
Go on. I'll do buy a flower off me, Captain. I can change half a crown. Take this for tuppence.
Now, don't be troublesome. There's a good girl. I really haven't any change. Oh, stop. Here's 3 halfpence, if that's any use to you.
Thank you, sir.
You be careful. Give him a flower for it. There's a bloke here behind taking down every blessed word you're saying.
Oh, I ain't done nothing wrong by speaking to the gentleman. I've a right to sell flowers if I keep off the curb. I'm a respectable girl, so help me. I never spoke to him except to ask him to buy a flower off me.
Taking her down.
What, him?
Yes, him over there.
Oh, sir, don't let him charge me. You'd know what it means to me. They'll take away my character and drive me on the streets for speaking to gentlemen. They don't know what this...
There. Who's hurting you, you silly girl? What do you take me for?
It's all right. He's a gentleman. Look at his boots.
I take me Bible loaf. I never said a word.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Do I look like a policeman?
And what do you take down my words for? How do I know whether you took me down right? You just show me what you wrote about me. What's that? That ain't proper writing. I can't read that.
I can. Cheer up, Captain, and buy a flower off a poor girl.
Oh, it's because I called him Captain. I meant no harm. Oh, sir, don't let him lay a charge against me for a word like that. You tell
charge?
Him...
Charge? I make no charge. Really, sir, if you're a detective, you need not begin protecting me against molestation by young women until I ask you. Anybody could see that the gal meant no harm.
He ain't a tech. He's a blooming busybody, that's what he is. I tell you, look at his boots.
And how are all your people down at Selsey?
Who told you my people come from Selsey?
Never you mind, they did. How do you come to be up so far east? You were born in Lisson Grove.
Oh, what harm is there in my leaving Lisson Grove? Wasn't fit for a pig to live in. Oh, I had to pay 4 and 6 a week. I don't know.
Oh, live where you like, but stop that noise.
Come. He can't touch you. You have a right to live where you please.
I'm a good girl, I am. Ain't no call to meddle with me, eh?
You take us for dirt under your feet, don't you? Catch you taking liberties with a gentleman.
Yes, tell him where he comes from if you want to go fortune-telling.
Cheltenham, Harrow, Cambridge, and India.
Oh, quite right. May I ask, sir, do you do this for your living at a music hall?
I thought of that. Perhaps I shall someday.
Oh, come on, let's go. It's
oh, he's no gentleman, right. He ain't. To interfere with a poor girl.
What on earth is Freddy doing? I shall get pneumonia if I stay in this draught any longer.
Earl's Court.
Will you please keep your impertinent remarks to yourself?
Did I say that out loud? I didn't mean to. I beg your pardon. Your mother's Epsom, unmistakably.
Oh, very curious. I was brought up in Large Lady Park, near Epsom.
What the devil of a name. Excuse me. You want a cab, do you?
Don't dare speak to me.
Oh, please, Clara. We should be so grateful to you, sir, if you found us a cab. Oh, thank you.
He's no right to take away my character. My character is the same to me as any lady's.
I don't know whether you've noticed, but the rain stopped about 2 minutes
ago. Frightening people like that. How would he like it himself?
It's quite fine now, Clara. We can walk to a motor bus. Come.
But the cab... Oh, how tiresome.
Poor girl. Hard enough for her to live without being worrited and chivied.
How do you do it, if I may ask?
Simply phonetics, the science of speech. That's my profession. Also, my hobby. Happy is the man who can make a living by his hobby. You can spot an Irishman or a Yorkshireman by his brogue. I can place any man within 6 miles. I can place him within 2 miles in London, sometimes within 2 streets.
He ought to be ashamed of himself, unmanly coward.
But is there a living in that?
Oh, yes. Quite a fat one. This is an age of upstarts. Men begin in Kentish Town with £80 a year and end in Park Lane with 100,000. They want to drop Kentish Town, but they give themselves away every time they open their mouths. Now, I can teach them...
Let him mind his own business and leave a poor girl...
Woman, cease this detestable boo-hooing instantly or else seek the shelter of some other place of worship.
Oh, I've a right to be here if I like, same as you.
A woman who utters such depressing and disgusting sounds has no right to be anywhere, no right to live. Remember that you are a human being with a soul and the divine gift of articulate speech, that your native language is the language of Shakespeare and Milton and the Bible, and don't sit there crooning like a bilious pigeon.
Meow!
Heavens, what a sound! Meow!
Gone.
You see this creature with her curbstone English? The English that will keep her in the gutter to the end of her days. Well, sir, in 3 months,